This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Zartril SR, Zartril. Active ingredient, alfuzosin, alfuzosin, hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about using Zartril SR. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Zartril SR. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Zartril SR? Zartril SR contains the active ingredient alfuzosin hydrochloride. It belongs to a group of medicines called alpha-1 receptor blockers. Zartril SR is used to treat a medical condition in men called benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH. BPH is a condition where the prostate gland, which is near your bladder, has become bigger, making it more difficult for you to pass urine. This can lead to symptoms such as weak or interrupted stream of urine, feeling that you cannot empty your bladder completely, delay before you start to pass urine, needing to pass urine often, especially at night, feeling that you must pass urine right away. Zartril SR works by relaxing the muscles in the prostate gland and increasing the flow of urine. What should I know before I use Zartril SR? Warnings. Do not use Zartril SR if you are allergic to alfuzosin or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have liver disease. You are currently taking another alpha blocker. These include prazosin, minipris, terazosin, hitrin, and tamsulosin, flumaxtra. You are currently taking potent CYP3A4 inhibitors, medicines used to treat certain types of infections. These include ketoconazole, nisoral, itraconazole, sporinox, and ritonavir, norvir. You have a history of feeling dizzy, tight, or sweating on standing, orthostatic hypotension. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other alpha blockers, including prazosin, minipris, terazosin, hitrin, and tamsulosin, flumaxtra. Any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have any other medical conditions, especially angina, a feeling of pain, tightness, heaviness, or pressure in the chest, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, heart failure, prostate cancer, high blood pressure, heart conditions, or heart problems. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Use in people other than adult men. Zartril SR is not intended for use in women. Do not give Zartril SR to a child or adolescent. There is no experience with its use in children or adolescents under 18 years old. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Zartril SR and affect how it works. These include medicines to lower blood pressure, other alpha blockers, including prazosin, minipris, terazosin, hitrin, and tamsulosin, flumaxtra. Non-selective alpha blockers, including phentolamine, rigidine, labetalol, tranate, and phenoxybenzamine, dibenylene. Nitrates, medicines which aid the dilation of constricted blood vessels. Potent CYP3A4 inhibitors, medicines used to treat certain types of infections, such as ketoconazole, nisoral, itraconazole, sporinox, and ritonavir, norvir. General anesthetics, medicines used to put you to sleep during an operation or procedure. Medicines used to treat a fast or irregular heartbeat, e.g. amiodarone, quinidine, disopyramide. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Zartril SR. How do I use Zartril SR? How much to take? The standard dose for this medicine is one tablet taken once each day. Your doctor may have prescribed a different dose. Follow the instructions provided and use Zartril SR until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take / use Zartril SR. Take Zartril SR after a meal, at about the same time each day. Taking your tablets at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take the tablets. How to take Sartrel SR. Swallow the tablets whole with a full glass of water. Do not divide, crush, or chew the tablets. If they are broken or crushed, they will not work over 24 hours as they are supposed to, and it may increase the risk of side effects. If you forget to use Sartrel SR, Sartrel SR should be used regularly at the same time each day. If it is almost time for your next dose, within 12 hours, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much Sartrel SR. If you take too much Sartrel SR, you may feel lightheaded, dizzy, tight, drowsy, or sweaty. If you think that you have used too much Sartrel SR, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling Australia 1-3-1-1-2-6 or New Zealand 0800. Poison or 0800-764-766. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Sartrel SR? Things you should do. If you are undergoing eye surgery because of cataract, cloudiness of the lens, please inform your eye specialist before the operation that you are using or have previously used Sartrel SR. This is because Sartrel SR may cause complications during the surgery, which can be managed if your specialist is prepared in advance. If you plan to have surgery that needs a general anesthetic, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking this medicine. In most cases, Sartrel SR will need to be stopped before surgery. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Sartrel SR. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly. If you need to stop taking Sartrel SR, your doctor will slowly reduce the dose over a number of days or weeks. Do not lower the dosage without checking with your doctor or pharmacist. Do not divide, crush, or chew the tablets. Do not take more than the recommended dose unless your doctor or pharmacist tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use this medicine to treat any other complaints unless your doctor or pharmacist tells you to. Things to be careful of. Sartrel SR may cause dizziness, lightheadedness and fainting, especially if you get up too quickly. This is also more likely to occur if you have just started Sartrel SR or the dose has just been increased. Therefore, get up slowly after you have been sitting or lying down. If you feel dizzy or lightheaded, lie down so that you do not faint. Then sit up for a few moments before standing to prevent the dizziness from returning. If the symptoms continue, tell your doctor or pharmacist. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Sartrel SR affects you. Sartrel SR may cause lightheadedness, tiredness, or weakness in some people, especially after the first dose or after a dose increase. Make sure you know how you react to it before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you feel dizzy. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. The effects of alcohol, dizziness, or lightheadedness could be made worse while taking Sartrel SR. It is recommended that you do not drink alcohol while taking it. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the blister pack, they may not keep well. Follow the instructions on the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool dry place below 25°F away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. nervous system related, faintness or dizziness, headaches, tiredness, drowsiness or weakness, gut related, nausea or vomiting, stomach pain or diarrhea, dry mouth, other, sweating or flushes, inflammation or irritation of the nose, edema, swelling. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Heart related. Irregular heartbeat or palpitations. Chest pain. Skin and eye related. Yellowing of the skin or eyes. Hives or severe skin reactions. Blood related. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal. What to do? Call your doctor straight away if you notice any of these serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Allergic reaction related. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Zartrel SR contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Alfuzosin hydrochloride, 10 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Ethyl cellulose. Hydrogenated castor oil. Hypromalose. Yellow iron oxide. Magnesium stearate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Povidone. Silicon dioxide. Mannitol. Potential allergens. Zartrel SR does not contain gluten, sucrose, lactose, tartrazine, or any other azo dyes. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Zartrel SR looks like. Zartrel SR is three-layer biconvex tablets. Two of the layers are yellow with a white layer in between. It is a sustained release preparation. A blister pack contains 30 or 60 tablets. Open bracket OSTAR 81900. Who distributes Zartrel SR? Zartrel SR is supplied in Australia by Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd. 12 to 24 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. This leaflet was prepared in November 2, 2020. Registered trademark. Zartrel SR CCDSV 13 MIV 8 NOF 20.